Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, man. And today is the wheel of life. Wow. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you guys. The wheel of life of this month. And remember, take into consideration that everything that had happened from, let's say, the 25th of last month until the 25th of this month. But considering that, what was it? The 17th, I believe, of June was my wedding. The day after was a 6.5 ride down to a resort. Completely sleep deprived, not myself, not excited, not anything. Just very blah, as if an impending doom was coming. And to be honest with you, what ended up happening right after that was the fact that, we get back into Bangkok, we're excited and everything and all these good, these things. And then the 24th, we ended up having terrible news. And then for the next, I would have to say 3 days, right after that, the 25th, 26th, 7th, until finally, Kubler-Ross's, I guess you could say, stage of death, you realize that, you know what? Okay, here's the acceptance stage. And, on Wednesday, we ended up realizing and getting another test done, and it was confirmed. And we were like, okay, let's just go through with the process. And then I think Thursday or Friday evening during that time, I don't even remember what happened. I think it was actually, no, it was the day after. It had to be like Sunday, Monday. I can't remember. But the crazy bitch ended up sending the craziest messages in the world. And then after that, later on, that being like a day of what the fuck. And then what ended up happening after that was, a death in the family, my wife's side. And so all these different things happened. And to be honest with you, I wasn't myself for such a long time. I didn't finish a lot of things. I was still very proactive when I first landed, in the South and everything, prepared for the wedding. But after that, I just lost touch of a lot of things, in terms of getting things done with a couple of students and stuff like that, building up my reputation, all that. I probably just threw stones at my own reputation. I probably just threw my own reputation underneath the goddamn bus. This was by far probably the most challenging month since definitely 2018. Now, if we go back to 2020 with COVID, you're just at a loss. You're not exactly sure, but I still had a transformation coach, Mira Butler, by my side throughout those very egregious months. You know what I mean? We ended up forming a friendship and a partnership. It built up so many incredible things during that time, in which, that changed my life forever. But to be honest with you, I've never felt at a loss. And I've never had such an egregious 2 weeks since October of 2014, when I had to deal with the biggest racists in all of humanity out here in Thailand. In which a lot of them, ended up, I guess, changing. I don't know, considering what has happened, in Thailand over the past week in terms of, Thai students flipping off black teachers and all this other crazy shit. I don't know what they expect, nor do I give a fuck. But I could tell you right now, the scores that I have with my wheel of life today, forget about it. But I will grade myself. But I could tell you right now, it's going to be low. But if this is your first time tuning in, I just want to give a big shout out to one of my, oh my God, a longtime follower, Boardman Oregon. I'm not sure exactly who it is out there that listens to my podcast, but they pop up every now and again. They're kind of like Edison, New Jersey. What is it? Ashburn, Virginia. They've been one of my perennial listeners for like the last 7 years. I believe Boardman, Oregon came about 5 years ago. They ended up coming back. And I'm like, oh my God, whoever is at Boardman, Oregon, big shout out to you. I got my folks out there in Germany. I cannot pronounce your city name. I apologize. You guys know you're listening to me too. And Chiang Mai, Thailand. They popped up on my ESL podcast, and now they're popping up on this podcast. Could be one of my students from the Greenpeace Foundation, though, out here in Thailand. So big shout out to whoever it is and everybody else who is listening to me. Now, the wheel of life is to assess yourself in 10 categories. Okay, 10 categories of life. And to be honest with you, I'm gonna have some ugly ass scores, and I'm okay with that. I am okay with that. Now, I will be grateful for especially the last few days. I ended up buying a new saltwater fish, a cardinal fish. I bought a couple of corals, and to see my fish looking so happy and swimming all crazy, and I've never had such lively clownfish ever, and they just seem unbelievably happy. Not only that, but putting some new plants and some new fish in the bigger tank and just cleaning that all out and seeing how clear it is, having some African cichlids and cleaning out everything else and putting all the little bad guppies outside. I'm glad I finally situated. I got and finished all of that. So I'm going to shine some light on what has happened, of course, over the last few days. Had the opportunity to go to my favorite market in the world for a couple hours and stuff. But to be honest with you, with everything else, man, let's go through it. So here we go. The first category is health. So did you, over the last 30 days, regularly take care of yourself so that you could feel your best? I'm talking about the emotional side, the physical side, so that you could go into each day strong, right? Now, did you eat well? Did you sleep well? Did you work out so that you could maintain that physical vibrancy and that stamina? Now, if I look at working out, I've fallen off. I've gained a little bit of weight. Did I eat well? Forget about it. Some days, absolutely. But other days, man, it could be like 3 days, forget it. Have I slept well? I do believe that I slept very well. I think I haven't had to take melatonin since I believe like the beginning of June. And it's because I've learned to calm the fuck down. I actually had sleep anxiety, I had to self-diagnose myself, which is crazy because I'm like, oh my God, if I look at all these things in terms of sleep anxiety, that's exactly what I am. What's wrong with me? So I learned to calm the fuck down. And when I actually go to sleep, I attach myself to very positive vibes and thoughts, and I go out very quickly, as well as using my Bose speaker and putting on some brown noise right underneath my mattress. That way my wife doesn't hear it and I can fall asleep very easily because, those waves and, whatever frequency it's in, it goes in one ear, out the other, and I'm good to go. So, but to be honest with you, the physical and emotional health overall over the last, let's just say 30 days from, let's just say that 24th, hearing that hurt, the horrendous news and everything and seeing all the events unfold the way they did. Oh my God, I'm gonna give myself a 4. And the reason why I give myself a 4 is just because, I mean, yes, there were some amazing days that I went to go work out and I had that energy and I had this and I had that, but that was only 3 of 30 days. The rest, sometimes I'm just like, no, I don't wanna go work out today. Or no, I don't wanna do this. No, I don't wanna do that. Very grateful for everything that had taken place. I got me some new shirts, all thanks to Ashley, although she doesn't listen to this podcast. And you and different socks and all this other apparel and me just feeling really good about myself. But I have kind of slept in terms of not striving for anything. So let's go to mental and emotional. Now, positive outlook, people, your attitude towards life. Do you cultivate that sense of joy? All right. Now, and again, being mindful to the energy, focus, and emotions that you really want to experience. Fuck all that. No way. Did I cultivate a sense of joy and peace in my life? Not from probably after the wedding. No, I haven't. Now, positive outlook, for the most part, yes. Have I lost track in terms of my purpose? Absolutely. And so when I look at that, I'm just saying to myself, you know what, man? Okay. Okay. All right. I understand. Over the last 3 days, I changed it up. At 6 p.m., to 6 a.m., I do not look at anything. I shut off all my notifications. I shut off all my notifications. I do not give a fuck about a soul. And to be honest with you, I feel very, very good about that because I'm not constantly looking at things. And it was all based on that conduct podcast that I just recently did. That conduct podcast, the podcast that I recently just did, it was phenomenal because it made me realize so many things about me. And I'm just like, oh my God, man, I got so many things that I need to refocus on. There's so many problems. But it made me realize that I kept focusing on the problem rather than other things. And so we're going to get into the whole financial aspect of it, but that's probably what it was. So that mental and emotional, man, I'm going 1. Now, not 1 as in decimation, like, oh my God, I'm depressed. No. I was a little bit depressed for about 3 days, but then I had that really good feeling and said, you know what? If I was the fetus, how would I feel being born with a lot of potential ailments based on the blah, 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 all these different things? And I say, you know what? Okay. You know what? From its perspective, from the fetus perspective, I would do the same thing. And so I felt better. Now, that's been long done. And I looked at it, and I looked at it from a grander thing, you know, the exposition, whatever you want to call it. I looked at it at a grander scale. Considering what had happened over the next couple of weeks, ain't no way that the fetus would have survived with the amount of emotions that was going through my wife because of all the things that happened with her and her family. Ain't no way. Financially speaking, ain't no way. Being prepared mentally, ain't no way. The crazy bitch, ain't no way. There are so many things that when you connect the dots looking back and say, ain't no way, mm-mm. There was no way that we were prepared for this. Mm-mm. Okay, let's take a step back. Let's refocus some things. So that's exactly what happened. So partner in love, that's all about keeping that deep trust and appreciative, soulful, loving connection with your significant other. Okay. Now, if you're single, do you live heart, you know, do you live your day through your heart and demonstrate compassion and love for others? Now, could only imagine what has happened over the last 30 days. But I stay strong. I stay strong for her. Could I have easily just fallen apart? Yep. But what good would that have done? And so I believe that I was 1,000% there for her. And I'm really happy that she looked at it from a different perspective. And it was hard to tell her in the first couple of days, listen, look at this, look at that, look at this, look at that. But then when she ended up developing it, she's like, you know what, based on everything that's happening, maybe it's not that time. And I said, there you go. And considering what happened over the last 2 fucking weeks, it was absolutely not going to work. Not going to work. And let's just say, right after your marriage, you get a curveball thrown at you and shit happens. And they do. At the same time, you still look at it and say, all right, I learned a lot. I learned a hell of a lot. And so could I have done better in terms of speaking to her and giving her that time? Yes. So I will give myself 7 because I need to stop always be, oh, well, you know, I'm sleepy. I don't want to talk or this or that. No. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about it. You know, and we just haven't had that. So I'm like, okay, anniversary, booked a trip. Christmas, already booked the Christmas. Now I'm very excited about that one. Anniversary coming up next Friday, as a matter of fact. We're going to be having an extraordinary day together. Oh, yeah, we're going to be going to a number of places. We're going to be having an international buffet, a super spa and massage. I am mega excited about what's going on next Friday. We're going to be dressing up. Man, it's going to be fun. It's going to be super fun. So, nonetheless, we'll be talking about that even more. But, yeah, I think all that's coming in. We're finally breaking away from all that craziness, right? So family, I look at Lindsay as my family now. I think Andre and Billy were absolutely there for me 1,000%. Joe was there for me 1,000% through these dark times, especially coming a week later from the beginning of the 25th until the 25th of today. It goes to show you that I have extraordinary family. I'm not talking about biological. They don't mean shit to me. I'm talking about my family. I'm giving it a 10. And so you, that positive energy, the people you keep in contact with, do you consistently bring that positive energy to those relationships? I'm giving myself a 10 because I know who I got around me. That goes with the friends too. My immediate social circle of friends. So this is another thing that I was actually thinking about. And my wife was like, man, yeah, I really want you to have friends. And I'm just like, you don't understand my consciousness level. It's very hard to bring individuals into my life who are at my consciousness level. And a lot of people won't understand that, but man, 3 years ago, I was already at like 306. I was almost at 310, the acceptance stage already. And so I don't know where I'm at now, considering what has happened over the last month. I have no idea, but to realize that I really don't have friends or good people around me. Or not good people around me. I really don't have that super positive, amazing people until the wedding. And I realize Lindsay is a pilot. Her sister, an ER doctor out there in America. And I realize they never complained. Nothing whatsoever. We had an extraordinary time. Not once did they complain. Truly amazing. And I said to myself, these are the types of people. Thing is, if one person lives in Kenya, another one lives in Phoenix. My best friend lives out there in New York. So many different things. Best friend Billy's an electrician. She lives out there in Vegas. I ain't got nobody out here. Okay, Arsenio, well, maybe you could go into Bangkok and work out. Yeah, man, that's cool. Man, I live too far now. I'm not commuting an hour to go all the way out there. I'm good. I'm good. Oh, Arsenio, what about at the gym? These people don't speak English. I'm good, man. I will attract my tribe within these borders, but I don't live out there. Now, would I like to, hey, Arsenio, this is a 7 a.m. class. Listen, I'm too far. And plus, I'm not going to take time away from my wife and my students. And my fish and priming myself, all that stuff. My workout times are now between 10 and 3. There aren't that many classes. There is one right over here, but those are a bunch of high so bitches. I'm not trying to go around there. I will attract my tribe and my good folks and my good people. Just takes a little time because I'm a very high level, but I will attract and I will communicate. So right now, though, the authenticity that I have between my folks that I could. By the way, Paul, I was in it fucking 19 years ago, my sophomore year of high school. He was a freshman. We were in class together. Him and his girlfriend, Taiwanese, are going to be coming out here August 8th. There you go. There you go. Oh, you got it. I'm very, very happy because that's one of my childhood friends, man. We're in class together. This guy owns a company, 15 employees, everything, living in Taiwan. Come on now. I'm very amazed that he's going to be coming out here and we're going to be throwing it back. I'm very, very excited. And he's so funny. He's like, hey, I heard weed's legal out there, man. There are a lot of shops. I'm like, oh God, here we go. Mr. Polly Boy is going to be smoking. I said, hey, man, do what you do. It is up to you, but it's going to be an extraordinary day. And I'm very, very happy about it. So that's August 8th. Planning for everything. And I'm going to say, give myself a 10 with friends. Now, my mission, I'm going to give it a 1 because I lost everything. I did not feel clear about what I'm trying to accomplish. My energy, I have no idea. The fulfillment that, like, even my contributions to the world, yes, I'm getting those scores and everything, but I felt like I put everything on pause. I got so complacent after the wedding because I'm like, okay, done. But then I realized I said, holy shit. So all that, the best salaries of my life came in the first 5 months of this damn year. But then I lost that hunger. I lost that drive. And then by the time I came back, it was just like, I feel like I don't have it much anymore. I'm still trying to snap out of the funk. And then other things happened. So it took me about 2.5 to 3 weeks to snap out of all the crazy. And so, to be honest with you, do I still believe that I'm adding real value? Yes, with my ESL podcast. Absolutely consistent basis. Just had like a number two play count in one day. It was at 3,800 downloads in one day. And so, yes, I believe that it is still coming, but it's time for me to go into other markets. And so, is it what you're doing, what you're engaged in every single day? Is it giving you, is it like that mission, that calling, that purpose? And you know what? Something was just like way out of purpose with me, as a matter of fact. Just recently. And this basically was the fact that, what is it? The fact that a couple of things had, what is it? Had risen. Totally lost my idea, but nonetheless, it's all good. I'm just gonna, man, I got totally lost with all these messages and all these different things. Okay, so what you would have to ask yourself if you ever feel like you get lost. You have to go back and reaffirm a lot of things. I think on Growth Day, Brendon Burchard ended up doing a huge course that I'm still going through right now, especially with marketing too, because I'm trying to think to myself, I'm like, man, Arsenio, the way that we're approaching this right now, you don't have that many students coming in, but also we need to think a little bit bigger now. Now, don't get granted, you know what I mean? I got, students and this and that, but to be honest with you, things need to get expedited. Things should not be slowing down whatsoever. And again, if you're in just one market, we got to figure out another market. Because if it's like, oh, well, I want to take, my test next month and everything was very busy in January and February and March and stuff like that. Yeah, this should be all year round. And so I need to make sure that I have markets and different people all around, not just one. So that's one thing. Another thing is like, okay, and oh my God, there we go. There was a video between Brendon Burchard and this other guy, and he talks so much about purpose. And I'm like, oh my God, he said so many different things where I was just like, I needed to hear that so bad. And I'm probably going to listen to it again right now. But nonetheless, the mission, I'm going to say one, but it's going to be all right. Now, experiences. Well, over the last month, nothing. Other than going to JJ, and that's okay because there were so many different things that happened. But I'm very excited that I had the beautiful opportunity of meeting my wife's cousin. She speaks excellent English, lives out there in Switzerland, man. We hit it off. She's awesome. She helped us, this entire day. We went into some random massage shop, got a massage and everything. It was just an extraordinary time. And those great things did happen. And so, again, it's all about the trips, the adventures, the nights out, and stuff like that. Beginning this month, we're going to start doing it. Not this month, but this upcoming weekend, we're going to be doing something really big. We haven't had a buffet dinner. Again, Phuket Marriott, that came with the food came with everything. Not that good either, to be honest with you. I mean, there were some dishes that were extraordinary, but there were other ones where I was just like, huh? But again, look at that burger was one of the best though. But looking back on that, this should be consistent. We should go out into Bangkok often. The last time that we actually went out into Bangkok to have a dinner, oh my God, I can't even remember. Was that 2 years ago? No. Last Christmas. That's right. We had the amazing Christmas Eve dinner. That was fantastic. That was fantastic. However, we haven't had anything since. So we're going to be going into Bangkok. We're going to be getting a massage. And this is going to be the first big massage that we're going to be getting in the heart of Bangkok. And man, I'm very, very excited about a lot of it. So with that being said, just planning everything, just saying to myself, okay, well, there's some things that are coming up right now. And, there are some things that I'm figuring out and what, the things that I need to, start expediting in terms of experiences. Got lost a lot, but I got the hobbies. I'm still doing the hobbies, the interests, the non-work goals, the adventures, and everything. Just got to put more into it. Ah, that's it. Just realized what I was going to tell you. There was a company that I was teaching on Monday and Wednesday. Wasn't really fulfilling. Was not really fulfilling, and they weren't very talkative. There were a lot of things that happened. I was just like, I'm sorry, I just can't do this. Now, on the Tuesday and Thursday, hearing those ladies, it's extra. I love it. They're amazing. But on Monday and Wednesday, I was just like, you know what? No. So I got out of it. Now I got my Monday and Wednesday back. You see, I'm not doing things based on money anymore. I'm doing things based on fulfillment. It's much bigger. But at the same time, I need to think much bigger picture. So again, over this past month experiences, I would give myself maybe a five. And it's okay because we just had the wedding. So that's all right, but we gotta plan more. So that's why month of September planned. We're actually what is it? We're doing Christmas shopping already in terms of house decorations and stuff like that, because we want to make sure this Christmas is gonna be one of the best. Now, Spirit, were you connected? Do you feel in the moment? Do you feel congruent with your beliefs, your behaviors? And do you keep your faith and your values at the forefront of your decisions and daily actions every day? I would give myself a four, although I'm doing a lot more journaling and a lot more meditating now. I would give myself a four. Finances over this past month, man, I would give myself a three. I got complacent. I got very complacent. With the joint little thing that I've been doing, they've been pretty much MIA for about a month. And they have every right to be. A lot of my students have taken tests, but a lot of students aren't coming back in. This is what happens when you don't have campaigns running and you're doing too much word of mouth. And the next thing you know, I'm saying to myself, I'm like, damn, man, I really wanted to buy this and buy the fridge and buy this. But I'm like, damn, where are the students? It's because I was saving and I was so hungry to get everything done for the wedding, doing everything. So I was doing this and doing that, and I was following up and this and that. Now those ideas are coming back. Absolutely. It's actually really exciting. I'm really excited. Okay. But at the same time, I'm looking at other things and I'm just like, you know what, Arsenio, we could do a little bit better. So that's what I'm doing right now in terms of marketing and building up funnels and stuff like that. So, but this past month, I'm gonna give myself a three. Now, again, what you have to do is always go back and ask yourself, All right. Well, you know, was I developing skills so that I can earn more money? Was I doing that this past month? No, that's a question that you have to ask yourself. And learning, have you created a personalized curriculum for yourself so that you could develop the skills needed to succeed? I'm listening to Growth 3 much more. I'm doing the transformation program. I listened to that amazing coaching session. And I'm actually breaking down a lot of things, saying to myself, okay, today I need to learn this. I need to learn this. And I'm actually building up that muscle currently. So I'm going to give myself a 9 right now, 9.5. So overall, my score, 54%. I had a little bit of a dip. And so there are a few things. Anti-stress tactics, that's going to be amazing. Oh my God, that's probably very needed. So I'm going to check that out right now. And then scared to start your dream. That's going to be amazing too. So I got a couple of videos coming up, and I might have to take some notes and come back to you guys. But guys, it was a tough month. It was a tough month. The toughest month in 10 years is what I'm going to call this one. But it was life transforming. So, with that being said, stay tuned for more. Over and out.